Since we don't play this week, we don't have anybody from Texas playing to worry about. Although, Jordan Reed, who plays for the Redskins, he's coached by a guy from Texas. So, the guy's name is Wes Phillips. So, we'll be watching that ball game and see how he does.
Hey,
that's all I got.
The Chamber of Commerce owes you money from the State Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they don't have any taxes there, though. It's pretty good.
Where is it with, I know it's a bye week, but are any worry about where DeMarcus, you know him as well as anyone in this building? You believe
Well, I mean, you know, we've got some guys banged up. I mean, we would have had a hard time playing this week. That's why earning this bye is really, we'd had a lot of question marks, I'll say. I think all of them would have probably played, including DeMarcus, but. You know, this week really gives us a chance to get some guys back. That some of them have been out. Some of them got hurt in the last ball game. So it's a welcome relief for us to have this.
Wait, this is your first year working with Vaughn, All-Pro first team. Can you just speak to what kind of impressions he's made, Vaughn?
Yeah, Vaughn. I mean, you know, we knew it coming out when he was in the draft. He was, you know. They don't always pan out, but we knew it in the draft that he was one of the top, you know, outside rush guys, and he's played that way since then. And then this year he's, we led the league in sacks, and he's the guy that he got a lot of sacks, but he also got double-teamed a whole lot. I mean, it really helped our overall pass coverage, which obviously we were number one in that. So, even though he didn't get there some of the times, he had a lot of pressures, but just him being in there gave people a real problem. So he's an outstanding player, hard worker, smart player. You know, he's all the things you want, and he's definitely outstanding. I'm surprised that the number one defense and pass defense didn't get, you know, somebody in the secondary. You know, it's kind of surprising. I understand we led the league in sacks, so, I mean, Vaughn's up there and recognized, but I'm surprised that, you know, we don't have, you know, one or two corners or even the safety in the as All-Pro. And we had linebackers and D-line. I mean, we gave up the least yards per rush in the league, gave up the least yards per play and the least yards per pass. You know, I thought we'd be represented a little more than that, but that's the voting of the media. I know some of our guys will be. Yeah, sure. They take it personal, you know. Although I didn't, obviously, and it's not necessarily the vote of our coaches for sure. Because we would have at least three guys on in that group that, because we watch film every week, we see who the best people are, and ours are the best, or we wouldn't be where we are.
Who will be the three?
I said at least three.
At least three.
Yeah. Yeah. You pick them, and I'll say yes.
Just nod your head.
Well, yeah.
He's got a great explosion. I mean, he's tremendously quick off the ball, probably the quickest in the league. That helps him first, but you know I think you saw it in the game the other day. He went inside and the quarterback scrambled and he dove and they ended up throwing the ball, but he tackled him before he could get 4 or 5 yards. So he's got that tremendous explosive speed, but it's explosive speed. Some guys can run fast, but it's kind of straight line speed. He's very athletic, can change directions and accelerate really quickly. The great running backs have the same thing. They have that acceleration that they get through the hole, you know. He's the same way as a pass rusher or a defensive player. You know, he's there and they think they can block him and then he gets by them. So he defeats his guy most of the time, most every play, and that's hard to do in this league.
Chris Harris was second team All-Pro from coaching him all year. What did he show you that maybe you weren't aware of before you came to the team?
Well, I was pretty aware of him. He and Talib both are two of the outstanding corners in the league, and I'm surprised that they probably weren't both in, there. So. And I understand there's guys deserving on other teams and all that stuff, but they put up the numbers too. I mean, you know, when you give up at least passing yards, somebody's covering somebody. We played a lot of man-to-man, you know, and both those guys played well.
Anything else, guys? Okay.
All right. Thanks.